She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker. Good morning.
Hey guys, how's it going?
We're good. We're at Oaklawn, which I think you're going to be here tonight, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, I am actually coming by, but I'm going to our friend Linda Mayo's event tonight, so I have to send her off with a big smile. But we did cover an 8-page spread on the Hall of Fame. I really wanted to recognize everybody that, you know, the incredible inductees into the Hall of Fame, and Lucella, of course, which I just listened to his interview. But we are proud to be able to do that in Arkansas Money and Politics.
Yeah, it's a great piece. If everybody wants to see all the write-ups on every person going in tonight, it's a great article, and it's in April's edition of AY. And so good job there. Oh, that's Arkansas Money and Politics. That's right. That's not AY. It's Arkansas Money and Politics. So I knew that Melinda had that tonight. Of course, I've got to MC the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Right.
Heather, what else is going on that we need to know about? Obviously, we got horse racing today and this rest of the weekend with the Apple Blossom tomorrow. What else besides that do people need to be aware of?
Well, I do want to say, I know you're at Oaklawn, and I got to give props to Oaklawn, but they did just host me for an incredible weekend. There is an entire write-up about it in this month's AY Magazine. So I planned out in a weekend. So if you want to go for 3 or 4 days with your girlfriend, your husband, your partner, whoever, I planned it out from start to finish, where to eat, where to go, even events throughout the city. I even included Roger Scott's trivia. So
wow.
It is an A to Z plan. So check that out in AY. Definitely Oaklawn is on your weekend plans. But we've got the Travelers playing. They're playing all weekend. There's multiple games. You're going to check that schedule out at aymag.com. But it's grab your tickets for a weekend of baseball. We've got the Wicked that's again at Robinson Center. Tickets are $48. There are some tickets still available. I just checked, and this is going to run through April the 19th. So you can go to that at Robinson Center in Little Rock. We have Tropicon at Book Lovers Festival, and this is in Hot Springs. So you have New York Times, USA Today, Amazon award-winning, best-selling authors are going to be there with all genres of books if you like this. And interesting enough, the tickets are $6.38. So if that's your thing, you can check that out at the Arlington Resort in Hot Springs. In Hot Springs, we also have the Monster Truck Insanity Next Level Tour that is at the Garland County Fairgrounds at 1 o'clock on Saturday. It's going to be a battle and one huge show, and they're going to be leveling up with Insanity, Monster Truck Action. And Cabot, the 16th Annual Cabot High Cruiser Car Show. This is Saturday. It's from 9 to 3. The kids are actually judging this, so it's best paint, best engine, best import, street rod. I think I'm going to have to bring one of my cars by and pop it in there because, you know, David, I'm a little bit of a car lover. I've got
a
couple
yes.
cool cars
little
I
bit,
can enter.
A little bit,
So I think that's something I'm going to have to pop by, but that's so cool that the kids are doing that. I love that they're putting that emphasis on cars. We have at the Promenade Chenal, if you love doggies, you can bring out your dog. They're going to have pet-friendly activities on Saturday from 11 to 1. It's called Paws at the Promenade. Photo ops, giveaways. There'll be so much stuff with the Humane Society of Pulaski County, and they will have adoptions available if you actually need one, a new pet. You've got the Harlem Globetrotters at Simmons Bank Arena on Saturday at 2 o'clock. If you're in Fort Smith, they're going to be having a huge card show. When I say cards, I'm talking about sports card, collectible, Pokemon, all kinds of various vendors, and that'll be going in Fort Smith. I heard it's one of the largest card shows in the world that's going to be traveling in to Fort Smith. So there's so much fun stuff going on. There's tons of live music around the state, David and Roger, and we have that entire list on aymag.com, along with about 65 other events that you can attend around the state.
Yeah, just sometimes there's so much going on. Roger and I, you know, it would have been nice to be at at Melinda's deal, yeah. but they've got this tonight. Of course, there'll be 800 people here at this yeah. tonight. Yeah, just a lot of activities. Yeah. I'm glad we have good weather, too. You know, the weather's perfect for all kind of activities. Yeah.
And
course,
thanks for including me in the trivia in that rundown, too.
Yeah, Heather, we'll have to check that out, you know. Nobody keeps a busier social calendar than Melinda does. So, Heather does rather. Heather, well, listen. Yeah. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being a little flexible with our time. It was. I don't know if you heard the visit with Louis Sella. Really fascinating guy who's going in tonight. Like I said, if you haven't seen, you can go to Arkansas Money Politics and check out all the inductees. I think it'll be a neat deal to be able to see Alex Collins go in tonight, who passed away at age 28. So, really sad deal there. Heather, you're the best. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. And everybody make sure to check out the May issue of AY when it comes out, because you're going to see Roger Scott in the top three for AY's Best Trivia Coming up soon, we're going to announce who the overall winner is for the whole state. And I think somebody's going to be super excited. Hint, hint.
Well, we're
getting an AY's Best of.
We're hoping that's the case. By the way,
can I just say it's an honor to be?
No, you got to win it first. Don't catch the chickens.
Okay, I said honor to be mentioned.
Yeah, honor to be mentioned. Yes. Yeah. By the way, too, we're going to Wicked. Myself, Jessica, Roger, and Samantha, and Justin Moore and his wife Kate, and the Hatchers are going to Wicked.
Yeah.
And apparently yesterday, Melinda Mayo went up in the little bubble, Glenda's bubble.
That's what she was talking about.
It goes up like 30 or 50 feet in the air.
Why not?
Have you watched the movie yet, Roger?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched it, and I loved the first one, but the other one.
Yeah, the second one was terrible.
It was Caddyshack, too.
I'm hoping.
But here's the thing. You almost kind of, you know, because it didn't make sense. Now, everybody says that the play helps us understand the second half.
That's what they say.
Because in the play, you got to see both halves of the movie, if you will. Yes?
Yeah.
When you watch the play?
I don't know what the difference
is. I thought.
Because you see both
movies. I thought Kate and maybe even Samantha
said the play's better. Yeah.
Well, and they said that they already knew what the end was in the second movie, because in the play, all of it's included. There's not a second play. Does that make sense?
I just want to be popular. And then popular. Not exactly right.
There you go,
I like it. You know what? I like it. And we're going to be so dressed up. Hey, no, let me ask you something.
I'm wearing my Shiz University shirt.
I just called him Melinda, too. Heather, you've been to Robinson for plays, correct?
A ton of times. I go all the time.
Okay, so in my dress,
he's worrying about what to wear.
Well, because
I try to calm him down.
I'm not going
to
wear a dress or anything, but what I'm saying is, because of my head and everything, I was thinking about wearing a hat, and it might be my Aspen hat or maybe my Justin Moore
cowboy hat.
If I wear that hat, I can wear it in the theater and all that, but I would take it off while I was there in my seat, as not to block anybody. Is that acceptable?
That is proper etiquette to remove your hat when you go indoors. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I mean, so I can wear it in there, though, is what I'm saying. I can wear my hat in there do all that in it. Okay.
You can wear it in and then take it off when you get into your seat, and that would be very proper, and that would look very nice, Roger. But, I mean, people wear all things all the time. There'll actually be people dressed up in Wicked costumes, and they're Wicked wear, and then there'll be people dressed up in Sunday clothes, and there'll be people in casual clothes. So you see all kinds there at Robin Seat Theater.
Well, I may go ball cap. I could go ball cap then. I could be. Okay.
All right, Heather. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Heather.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.